From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with super handling all-wheel drive. More at acura.com/RDX.
On Friday, March 16th, my 41 eighth grade students might say their lives were forever changed. In January, these students submitted applications to local private, parochial, and admissions-based public high schools. Some of them applied to 3 schools. Some applied to 7. Collectively, they filled out 180 applications that asked for lists, short answers, and essays to help portray their interests and successes. On the 16th, when they returned home from school, they were greeted by a pile of decision letters, each announcing whether he or she had been accepted, rejected, or waitlisted. I am their high school placement counselor. I help them select schools to visit, prepare for interviews, write application essays, and I advocate for them with the high schools. I am constantly reminded that this is the first time these children ever really had to sort through the content of their short lives, write it down on paper, and wonder if it is good enough to warrant acceptance. In doing this, they begin to identify patterns to their choices, and they are filled with self-doubt. Do I play too many sports? Why didn't I do more community service? Will anyone really care that I like to cat sit? Unlike college and job applicants, most of these eighth graders are simply too young to participate knowingly in the subtle game of self-promotion. Somewhere along this road, those involved become susceptible to the cultural myth that high school is destiny. And therein lies the problem. It's not unlike the cousin myths that preschool or college is destiny, but it becomes particularly complicated with eighth graders, who, while working hard to define themselves, may lose their confident footing more easily than five-year-olds or high school seniors. If adults work to dismantle the myth that high school or any school is destiny, we will preserve our children's faith in themselves and the choices they've made. These children deserve the chance to follow their passions for sports, community service, and cat-sitting without fear of how it might look on paper. With a perspective, I'm Lisa Busby.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.